After that, she smiled at him, blew him a kiss, and was gone. Greg felt shaken by the encounter, delighting in the initial burst of exhilaration, revelling in the notion that she had somehow escaped destruction and regained her physical form. Then, hard, unforgiving memory forced upon him the fact that the last time he saw her, she had been an incorporeal shade flitting among the trees, an insubstantial projection sent by a vast, inhuman entity. But he had not imagined her appearance, and there would be time enough for investigation later. With unhurried care, he ascended the curving steps, pausing a couple of times to study the dense curtains of greenery.
"Why so silent, Dr. Cameron? Daunted by the enormity of your task, perhaps?"
By now, Greg had ascended by more than a turn of the spiral, and a gap appeared in the canopy above, revealing a tall, grey-robed figure. But even as he brought up the smart gun and loosed a string of tag rounds, the robed Sendrukan noticed him and ducked away. The branches shook for a moment or two, as Kuros no doubt scuttled away to a safer distance, and when Greg regarded the gun, there was still no targeting display.
"My congratulations on a skillful piece of stalking, Doctor."
Kuros's voice was muffled, drifting down from a greater height now.
"And I can see that you are using tagging ammunition, from which I surmise that you have a seeker weapon of some sort."
Climbing the steps, Greg tried again to gauge the direction of the Sendrukan's voice.
"Aye, that's right. You've got it. Clever of you to figure it out. In that case, I'll have to adopt alternative tactics."
Then Kuros spoke two words in Sendrukan. A tremor began in the thigh muscles of Greg's right leg. A shivery weakness quickly spread downwards, forcing him to cling to the trunk of the watch tree as he limped and staggered up to a wide, shady platform. There was no pain, only a loss of control, a numbness backed by a growing sense of horrified dread.
"Do you recall our last meeting, when I introduced you to that useful substance known as blue chain?"
"Your slavery powder," Greg said, trying to keep his voice level. "What about it?"
"I'm glad you asked," said the hidden Kuros. "Every particle of the nanodust is programmed to adapt to circumstances, you see. So although most of the blue chain we gave you was removed by those cunning native roots, its adaptive imperative would have already sent sleeper clusters into the motor centres."
Kuros spoke another Sendrukan word, and Greg felt the strength go out of his other leg. He fell to his knees and slumped forward. Gritting his teeth, he began dragging himself forward with his elbows. "God, I'm a sitting target," he thought. "Just a few words, and he's turned me into a wreck, a weakling. If I can just get in one good shot..." "That's all very educational, Mr. Ambassador," he said, pulling himself along with his forearms. "You could give talks about it at the maximum security prison we're going to build just for you back on Darien."
"An amusing notion, Doctor. But the truth is that you are going to die here, and I will return to the hegemony and civilization. And eventually we shall again reach out to this world and reclaim it in the name of our undiminished posterity. This is how the supreme existence manifests itself. The weak work towards the greater glory of the strong, and the undeserving give way to the preeminent.